The problem with Ahu Ahu Great Mercury Island. Great Mercury was one of the first sites in New Zealand where humans lived. Maori brought kia ora rats to the island. When Europeans arrived, so did ship rats. Landscape and ownership. The Mercury Islands are a group of seven islands off the northeast coast of the North Island of New Zealand. They are 8 kilometres east of the Coromandel Peninsula. Ahu Ahu Great Mercury Island is the largest island in the Mercury group. It is 1,872 hectares. The two halves to the island are joined by a low, flat, sandy part. On Ahu Ahu there is plantation forest, farmland, native bush, thick scrub, high peaks, deep valleys, large rocks with overhangs, several beaches. Archaeology shows the island didn't have forest when Polynesians arrived. It was more like scattered pohutukawa, broadleaf trees and niko. After about 1450 it was mostly shrubs, tutu and bracken. Two New Zealand businessmen, Michael Fay and David Richwhite, own Ahu Ahu Great Mercury Island. Although privately owned, the island is open to the public. A rat plague. Ahu Ahu Great Mercury Island was one of the very earliest sites inhabited by Maori. The island was also among the first of New Zealand's habitats affected by kia ora rats. Later, Europeans introduced ship rats and cleared land for farming. Over time, the island's ecology changed. By the year 2000, the rodent problem on Great Mercury was high. The Department of Conservation, DOC, placed ink tracking cards around the island to measure rodent distribution. Every single card came back with rat footprints. There was a risk that pests on Ahu Ahu could cross the narrow channels to the smaller pest-free islands. By this stage, feral cats were also becoming a problem. Pests such as rats and feral cats compete with our native bird life for food and habitat. They also eat the eggs and young and attack the adults. They are also a major cause of decline for many other species, including reptiles and invertebrates. What to do? The smaller islands of the Mercury group are nature reserves. They have benefited from decades of pest management. But farming activities, private ownership, and its large size have made conservation management of Ahu Ahu difficult. Getting rid of pests needed the active support of the island's owners. It needed a bold program of aerial bait drops, followed by ongoing management. It would also be expensive, nearly $1.5 million. DOC did not have the funds. But the idea of eradicating pests on Ahu Ahu Great Mercury meant it would be one of the largest pest-free islands in the country yet. Are there areas with native habitat near you that are open to the public? How are these areas managed?